Welcome, investigator. Evil is on the rise. Crime is escalating. Our mission is to eliminate the crime by exposing evil, examine why it manifests, and highlight the brave souls that confront it every day. Join us as we work together to bring justice to every victim. Welcome to All Things Crime. Here's your host, Jared Bradley.
Hey, everybody. It's Jared. I'm with All Things Crime, and welcome to another episode. Appreciate you watching and listening. And if you haven't subscribed, we strongly encourage you to do so. We have episodes launch every Tuesday and Friday. So yeah, we're growing at a crazy rate. So wherever you get your podcasts or YouTube or Rumble, we're all over there. So that's where you can find us. So definitely subscribe, hit that bell so that you never miss an episode. And I'm excited this morning to welcome Megan Stockburger to the show. And she is the co-founder of the National Law Enforcement Officer Hall of Fame. Did I get that right, Megan?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, you know, that's
it's a mouthful, I know.
Yeah, it's a mouthful for sure, but very, very important. And welcome to the show. Appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate you having me. I'm very excited to talk to you and fill you in about the Hall of Fame and what we're doing.
Oh, yes. Well, let's get right into it then. So tell us about a little bit about your background and, you know, obviously the National Law Enforcement Hall of Fame, and which is, as we were talking earlier, has a little notoriety, especially with me, because our good friend Cheryl McCollum is inducted into it. So, you know, it's got to be legit.
It is legit. And Cheryl is the biggest advocate for us and friend and family. And I had such a good time with her last year. We're going to have a great time this year at the event. And I can't wait to meet up with all the past honorees again.
Yeah, so. Cheryl's next level. So she's absolutely amazing and has been a guest on the show several times. So yeah, but Megan, tell us about your background and how you came up with, you know, how the National, you know, Law Enforcement Hall of Fame was created.
Sure. So back in 2009, I was starting my own event planning business. We're local Northwest Ohio area. So this is where all of this started. And my co-founder, Adam Davenport, was running the Entrepreneurial Business Excellence Hall of Fame at the time, which honors local entrepreneurs that have global impact. So he created this event and took it over from Ernst & Young so that we would have kind of like a local group to support our area businesses. And when he took that over, he needed an event planner. So he reached out to me. We had gone to high school together and he said we would come plan this event. So that's kind of where our connection started working together. Fast forward to 2016, I'm at our event and my dad attended. My dad is a retired law enforcement officer from Toledo Police Department. And he looked at me at the end of the event and he goes, "Why aren't you doing this for law enforcement?" And I said, "I don't know, Dad. That's a good question." So then we went back and we looked into it and we realized that it didn't exist. Nothing like this existed. And that was kind of frustrating in general to realize that this wasn't something that we did already in this country to honor law enforcement. So without knowing what to do, but just knowing our event planning background and the format from the other Hall of Fame event, we started local, small lunch, 60 people the first year in Northwest Ohio. And then it just kind of took off locally. We doubled every year, attendance, sponsorships. And then in 2023, we decided to go nonprofit because we would be able to better help law enforcement that way. So we became a nonprofit and we've grown so much that we went national. And then now our next event will be in Texas, in Fort Worth on March 22nd. And it has been a crazy ride, but it's been the biggest gift, like connecting people from across the country and giving these officers the recognition that they deserve. And they're so humble that they wouldn't ask for it, don't expect it. But I felt a calling that we had to do that for them. So that's kind of the short version of how we ended up where we are today.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, and I'll tell you, before we get too far into this, I went to your website, which is National LEO Hall of Fame.com. Mm-hmm. And toward the bottom of the page, I have to read this because I think it's just so indicative of everything that I think you guys stand for. And says, quote, "In recognizing officers who have gone beyond the call of duty to provide exceptional service throughout their careers, the National Law Enforcement Officers Hall of Fame provides an invaluable means of thanking police professionals for their inspiring dedication and sacrifice to their communities. Here, dedicated officers of every rank and assignment can be honored for their daily outstanding devotion to our safety and welfare. The behind-the-scenes professionalism with which the selection process is run is remarkable, and the induction ceremony is among the most moving and meaningful events I've experienced across more than 30 years of involvement with law enforcement." And that's from Charles Remsberger, who says street survival author. So I thought that.
That defines it completely. Yeah. And the reason, let me tell you a little bit about Charles Remsberger. So he attended the event in 2019. One of our honorees, Chuck Humes, was inducted and he came and presented to him. He wrote all the street survival books, which my dad actually read. I mean, it's a full circle moment as training. He's an incredible gift to the law enforcement community. And he attended and he encouraged Caliber Press, which is a training organization in law enforcement, to get involved and took our event to the next level, gave us the confidence because he was there the first year when it was just 60 people in a room. And this man has attended events across the country, but he saw what it meant to everyone in that room and he saw what the future could bring for this. And so we wanted to honor him and then honor my father as well for giving us the idea. And so the Lifetime Achievement Award is the Shira Remsberger Lifetime Achievement Award. So I was able to give back to both of those guys that gave us the confidence and strength to do this and take it where it's going.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, I have a military background. So, you know, that's kind of how I got started. And it's just kind of sheer luck, I guess, is how I ended up in the law enforcement space. But I think the military and law enforcement and any first responder, really, they kind of have the same mindset. First of all, there's a brotherhood and sisterhood that obviously exists that just you just can't get anywhere else. And the key is, I think there's a level of sacrifice and there's a level of suffering, if you will, you know, things that they will put up with that nobody else would. That kind of creates that stronger bond. But the most important thing I think about, you know, both first responders and military is the accolades that they deserve and but rarely get is pretty, it's pretty significant. So, you know, and so I think that's one of the reasons that when I saw, you know, the Hall of Fame, you know, it caught my eye. I was like, oh my gosh, you know what? Of all the things that needs to be highlighted even more, and anything that I can do to get the word out that you guys even exist, I think is awesome. And but it's important, you know, I think there's a natural craving way down inside of us that we all want to be recognized for things that we do. And out of all the people that have the least amount of recognition for the incredible sacrifices they do, it's definitely first responders. And I think police are right up there on the top of that.
No, I agree. So I can give you a couple of examples of what also fuels me to keep going and kind of how I explain why I'm doing what I'm doing. So when I was younger and my dad worked for the police department, during the year, him and his partner, if they came across a family that was struggling or needed help, during Christmas time, they would go to the store, fill up groceries, buy gifts for the children. But the most important thing that my dad did is he took my sister and I with him. And he showed us how lucky we are, but he also was helping a family every year. No one on the department knew that he was doing that. No, I mean, never. Like, it didn't come up. He didn't do it to get recognized, but he did it to teach us what's important in life and to also show that giving back is the greatest feeling in the world. And it's stories like that. That's just a simple, you know, small story, but that's an example of that's just my dad here in Toledo, Ohio. Can you imagine what so many officers across the country are doing that we don't hear about? So this Hall of Fame gives them the opportunity to be nominated, to get their stories told, and to kind of just, you know, get rid of the negative for once. Like, let's focus on the positive, because these people are risking their lives every day for strangers completely. So they'll go to a call for domestic violence, and then they have to go to an accident, and then they have to go to, you know, a fight in a parking lot or a robbery. And then they have to go home and be a parent, a spouse, a friend, a son, a daughter, and expected to put a smile on their face. And then they have to deal with the negative backlash a lot, and it's not fair. And I feel that it is our duty to show them we care about them. We support you. We have your back. This is just a little way that I can do that, but maybe it will implore other people to do the same and support these men and women who risk their lives for us every day. So that's kind of what gives me the drive every day to keep going.
Right. Well, we all have things that motivate us, and I can't think of a better reason to keep going than that. Yeah, I saw a story just the other day of an officer that pulled the guy over, and he was just going to give him a ticket. And then as he was walking back to his car, and the officer was white, and the guy that got pulled over was African-American, he was black. And so the amazing thing is the story was actually written by the black guy. Mm-hmm. And he said, as he, you know, he got my license and everything, and as he was walking back to his car, he looked in the back seat and saw that the guy's daughter was in the back seat, but she wasn't in a car seat. So he went back to the driver's side and said, "Hey, you realize that your daughter needs to be in a car seat?" And that's when the black guy basically said, "Well, you know, look, I just got divorced. I'm kind of in between jobs, and I'm struggling, and I just can't afford a car seat right now, but I'll get one, you know, as soon as I can." So the officer basically said, "Okay, you follow me." And they were in, I can't remember the town they were in, but they said it was a pretty rough part. And they went to a Walmart, and they were walking through this Walmart together, and the officer bought him a car seat and some groceries, and then just said, "You know, keep doing what you're doing. You know, if you're a single dad and, you know, trying to provide for your daughter, then, you know, you deserve a break." And so the awesome thing is the black guy wrote this article and I think posted it on social media, and the police department picked it up and found out. But the police department is the one that basically outed the officer and said, you know, this is the guy that did it. So,
right. But he didn't need that.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, the officer would have just probably just felt better about, you know, doing what he does every day. But he wasn't searching for anything. But the amazing thing is, you know, I have a number of cops that live here in my neighborhood, and they are some of the most incredible people that I've ever known. None of them want any particular accolades. You know, they just want to do what they do and then go home to their families every night, just like everybody else does. But they have the most thankless job, I think, out of all of us. And so the fact that you have started this Hall of Fame, and, you know, it's all about, you know, highlighting people that have done those kind of acts of service for 30 years, or, you know, even doing one particular act like that, you know, I just think it's fantastic that you're doing that, because they need more recognition, and I know they don't want it, but they deserve it. And so they should get it.
Thanks for joining us. Your attention today brings us one step closer to exposing and eliminating the evil that brings crime to our communities. Hit subscribe and share this episode. Together, we will bring justice to every victim.